The next offering from Baltimore Concert Opera will be Verdi's Rigoletto. This will be on Friday the 18th at 7:30 and Sunday the 20th at 3 p.m. in the Grand Ballroom of the Engineers Club in Mount Vernon. It's my great pleasure to welcome the company's managing director, Courtney Kulbecker, to WBJC. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Judith.
And so coming up before these two, I see you have Thirsty Thursdays, and that is the Thursday before. So the combination of opera and wine, I mean, what's not to love?
Absolutely.
So how do you actually approach these evenings?
Well, this is very exciting because we do have these two events focused on Rigoletto this season. And for the Vino and Verdi event, we actually worked with Brian Coates from Southern and Glazer's Wine and Spirits to specifically match luscious Northern Italian wines with the characters from Rigoletto. And so we'll have a light, sparkling, delicate Prosecco for the young daughter and so on. And so we'll be matching five wines with the five major characters and presenting highlights from Rigoletto at the Vino and Verdi Thirsty Thursday at the Opera event on November 10th. And then the audience will also have the chance to hear the entire score on the following weekend, the 18th and 20th.
With the same singers.
Exactly.
So an alternative name for Rigoletto in the early stages was The Curse. So let's talk about that.
Yes, indeed. Maledizione, The Curse. The story is fantastic. It's about a father who is trying to protect his young daughter from his womanizing boss, the Duke of Mantua. And unfortunately, his plans for revenge to protect his daughter are thwarted and end in tragedy. And he attributes this to a curse that is put on him in Act One in the opera. And so it all sort of boils down to this moment where he's crying in despair, ah, maledizione, the curse. And it's truly heartbreaking, an amazing story that Verdi has set spectacularly.
One of Verdi's most popular arias, La Donna e Mobile, of course, comes from Rigoletto. Mm. We also have Gilda's really beautiful aria. What is some of the other music that people can look forward to?
What is so striking about this opera is that most of it is not set arias, you know, one after the other. There are a series of beautiful and heart-wrenching duets that run in succession. So you may have a beautiful, heart-wrenching duet between the Duke and Rigoletto, where he's just pleading with him, or you have a spectacular quartet in the finale. So, I mean, you have these interactions between the characters that are truly Shakespearean, these interactions that Verdi just sets perfectly. And I think that these duets, trios, quartets really make this opera truly special.
This is Rigoletto being presented in concert by Baltimore Concert Opera on Friday the 18th at 7:30 and Sunday the 20th at 3 p.m. This is in the Grand Ballroom of the Engineers Club in Mount Vernon. And the Thursday before that, November the 10th at 8 p.m., there'll be Vino and Verdi, an introduction to this glorious affair. All details at baltimoreconcertopera.com. Always a pleasure to speak to Baltimore Concert Opera's Managing Director, Courtney Kulbecker. Have a great season.
Thank you so very much.